Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Truth.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Brother in the holding company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the balcony. It is indeed the balcony.
It's always good.
Is that a buzz? Oh, that's a buzz, man.
That was me malfunctioning.
Uh-oh. Look at this.
Cross the red noir.
Here we are recording another show, and yes. he's already malfunctioning.
Yes. Well, we should tell that.
We've only been into the show.
This is actually a two-show night.
This is a double show. This is a double-header.
So the hosts are well lubricated.
Are double-headed.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Man, angel and devil, yes.
Oh my God. Oh.
So there'll be a lot of giggling and a lot of trailing off of thoughts and things like this.
Yeah,
in the
well,
show.
Anyway, we're talking about. Oh yeah, the show. Oh yes, my name is Scott,
and I'm Anthony. This is Balcony Radio.
Hello and welcome.
Here we are with another lesson in the 101 series.
Yes.
Oh, that was you.
I thought that was you
almost bumping into my water.
No,
you bumped into something there.
I bumped into this, and I was moving that up.
Watch out there. Actually, let me move the water away from the board.
Thank you. That's a good idea.
All right. So this is lesson 42 in the 101 series, Songs of the Pacific Northwest. Yes, that's right. Bands from Washington and Oregon.
Yes, etc. Well, mostly, I guess.
No, just those two places.
Just those two places.
Yes.
Okay,
that's what we're considering the Pacific Northwest. What's on the other side of Oregon? Is it Idaho?
Yes, yeah. Idaho.
No, not the Pacific Northwest. Different area altogether.
Different, so, completely different area.
We could have considered some parts of really Northern California part of the Pacific Northwest because they sort of are, like anything.
Puget Sound. And,
well, that's Washington, but like, I guess we're going to consider anything above the California state line in the Northwest.
Correct.
And we've got, what, a couple hours? Well, actually about
an hour and a half
worth of music for you. From some really great people, some heavy hitters coming from the Northwest.
Oh, yeah. This is there's some amazing bands that came out of there and the great singer-songwriters, several who are unfortunately no longer with us, which we'll talk about later.
Unfortunately.
But nevertheless, there's some serious rock and roll that comes out of these areas.
Yes, a lot of good music.
Great influences and, you know, everybody knows about the grunge of the 90s and all that.
But so there's more than that.
There is much more than that. I mean,
but we're going to start with the grunge bands.
Yeah, we are. But they kind of epitomize that.
But they're not a grunge band. Like Alice in Chains is
they rock.
They're a rock band. Yeah. I mean, they're a rock band with grungy moments. And but this is more of a rocky song.
Absolutely.
Or one of this is actually I don't even know what to call this song. I just love it. This is Don't Follow. Thank you.
To bother you, if it were Someone please call the surgeon who can crack my ribs and
I had dinner with her family.
I've done that.
Somebody wake that guy up. That's why.
That's why we're running away.
I've got mono.
Tone voice.
All right, so that was the first set of the night, music of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, well,
why don't you,
it was good.
Read
was
off
good.
The first set there, Scott.
Yes, we started out actually with three heavy hitters there, straight out of
big,
early 90s, quote-unquote grunge scene, if you will.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains, Foo Fighters, and Pearl Jam. Actually, Pearl the Foo Jam. Fighters came later. Then.
Yeah, but...
They could still be considered part of that,
there's,
since it's Dave Grohl.
What, wave know, one and a half of yeah. the grunge scene?
Or so. one-third of it, or yeah. whatever. Anyway, Alice in Chains started things out there from their EP Jar of Flies and Don't Follow, a very pretty song.
Yeah, great song.
Yes. And the Foo Fighters from their first record, from his first record, since it's all Dave Grohl playing on that one.
Yes.
I'll stick
and,
around.
And their best record, too, to be honest.
Yeah,
I really liked the first one.
Yeah, it kind of... When he gets people behind him, he kind of takes a dive.
And they went more radio after that.
Yeah, but true enough.
The first one has that real labor of love feeling because he plays every instrument and they're all from songs on mixtapes he made and things like that. So.
And he has that hunger to sound good.
Yeah, he does because it's the real first step and he's stepping out of the genius shadow and all that.
Right,
so.
Right, exactly. Uh-oh. Okay, what's he going to do? And he does that.
And he did pretty well. He sold more records than Nirvana probably by now.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he has.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Anyway, I'll put Pearl Jam also in there from early in their career. I think you said it's the fourth record?
I think it's the fourth one.
Yield, the name of the record, and we heard Wish List.
That's my favorite song of theirs.
Yeah, good song. And then the Postal Service, a little indie pop stuff there.
Bloop for you.
Yeah, Give Up, the name of the record. We heard Nothing Better. It's about techno, early techno indie stuff there.
Yeah.
It's very weird. And Beat Happening from finished things up there with Our Secret. And was from Left of the Dial, Dispatches from the 80s. A great collection put out by Rhino Records.
Yes, one of the best things ever.
Collection of post-punk things and a lot of...
New Wave, lots
new
of
wave
that
stuff.
Stuff
that was played on college radio in the early
80s. Really, really great. So...
So
that was set number one. Not bad.
Not bad at all. It's a good start. And there's more to come. We have just started.
Yes.
Just started. And we got more of this.
Yeah.
Oh heavens.
You want to jump back into the tunes?
Oh, yes.
All right. Oh, can I do another request of change of order?
Oh, certainly.
On air.
Certainly.
Elbowing. Can we move number 10 to start the set here?
Oh, you
yeah. That's a better set starter, I think.
Right there?
Yeah. All right. Let's play that.
Okay.
We'll tell the people what it is.
This is Modest Mouse and Gravity Rides Everything. Don't see you float away. And all the spilled milk
Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Dr. Dog.
It's the New Balance, Sebastian. You like it?
Fucking radio.
Al Glee.
Jackson 5.
Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Alice Cooper.
David Bowie.
Balcony Radio.
Kicking your ass.
Gene Vincent.
Buddy Holly and the Cricket.
Through.
Mr. Antisong.
Your
incredible string band.
Ears.
Thought you found the answer on that magic carpet ride last night.
girl, you still ain't feeling right. And don't it seem like the kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. But not with kicks. You just need help, girl. Find yourself a little piece of paradise. Well, it ain't happened yet, girl. Well, you better think twice. And don't you see, no matter what you do, he'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like kicks just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. No, you don't need kicks to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself from another way. And all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. You don't need kicks, girl. You just need help, girl. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. And don't it seem like kicks, girl? No, you just need help, girl. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. And kicks just keep getting harder to find. All your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
At the wise, but at the feast I lost my psychic prize. I did forget what the tarot made it say. I burn today, I burn today. Our house was filled with many birds. She said to me, I can understand their words. The land will shake, so run away. Hey, I burn today, I burn today. Yesterday I will burn for the times I did not burn. Said our fun, its time has come. Hold my heartstrings and have yourself a strum. No, nevermore this song will we play. I burn today, yeah, I burn today. And as I drank an old Perry, she lay her cards just to see what she would see. Down by the water you'll find your happy days. I burn today, I burn today. Yesterday I will burn for the times I did not burn. Thank you. to the north. No snow on me. And so he said, thenceforth I let snow fall on frozen yesterday. Hey, I burn today. I burn today. And if my head is hanging down, I feel her arms and her legs are all around. And we make love beside the waterway. I burn today, I burn today. Yesterday I will burn for the times I did not burn. Behold the rose of Jericho. How many lives I really do not know. Though with the rain I know it will return. Today I burn, today I burn.
When you say, when you say, the stars fill up my eyes. Galaxies pour down my cheeks. Galaxies. Galaxies.
All right.
Was that so bad?
No, that wasn't so bad. That was good.
All right. So,
ladies
there you
and gentlemen,
go.
The reason why he said that is
the
because
one time I'm allowed to play it, right? Okay. Play them, right?
But, ladies and gentlemen, to explain what Anthony's comment is.
Yeah,
I'm not the biggest Nirvana fan in the world.
You're not a Nirvana fan at all.
No, but nevertheless, I give them their due. That was a rock.
Did that
song.
Not rock?
That rocked. That rocked.
Come on.
I forgive myself for being a fool.
All right. I'm slowly going to win you over. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. All right.
Well, you've won me over with a lot of bands.
There have been a couple of other ones. I know Nirvana is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, that'll be a hard
that
one.
That is a 20-year established
date. But we give them their place where they rightfully belong.
Yeah, they do belong in the Pacific Northwest. Yes. All right. So why don't you read it off so I can do the plugs?
Oh, okay. Very good. We started out with Modest Mouse and Gravity Rides Everything. And that is from the moon and Antarctica.
You can't see it, can you?
No, it kind
of. Do I need to turn on the light?
No. It just disappeared there for a second. It's back now. Okay, we also so Modest Mouse. That was a good way to kick off the set. Excuse me. And then Elliot Smith, a great, great singer-songwriter from Portland, Oregon, and from his record Either Or, and we heard Say Yes. And that was a good one. And then a surprise for me, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yes, discovered today that they're from Oregan.
Yeah, that's really cool. I kind of like
so
that.
So they're in the show.
And you picked a song there that doesn't get played too often.
No, their best song, too.
Kicks, the name of that one.
Kicks is awesome.
From 160s Garage Rock Hits. Like mm-hmm. That sounds like a great collection.
It really is.
Yeah. And we also had Frank Black. Who is also the lead singer of the Pixies. However, he stood out front in the solo on this one from his record Honeycomb and yes. I Burn Today.
That record is total balcony approved. Really like that one.
Mm-hmm, 100%. And Laura Veers, great singer-songwriter in her own right, mm-hmm. from Year of Meteors and Galaxies.
She's great. She looks like a librarian in a cool town.
She really does.
Yeah, I know. She's awesome, but her records are really good.
No, actually, she would probably be like the preschool teacher.
She looks like a cool preschool teacher. She does, yeah. She's just,
with the guitar.
Yeah, with the guitar and all that, and the glasses and the frilly hair and the whole bit. Yeah. She's just awesome. I like her.
Mrs. Veers. I spilled my juice, Mrs. Veers.
Oh, well, that's your problem, sir.
Oh, and then Nirvana finished things out there with Molly's Lips. That is a Peel session, John Peel session from Incesticide.
Yes.
Great stuff. So
yeah, look at that.
Good
you
stuff.
Enjoyed it.
I did. I liked it. And, well, you know.
I picked something very
when
carefully.
When they played live.
I picked something under 2 minutes.
Yeah, right. They played it live and they rocked it, man.
And
you can't be a fool on the John Peel show.
As we mentioned earlier, Dave Grohl might be the best drummer in the world. He's just so awesome.
Yeah, no, he when he's on, he's
I love
on.
When that guy's drumming. He's so great.
He's got to make better records, though.
All right, so here we go. Here goes.
So, yeah, it's plug time, ladies and gentlemen.
Plugs.
Here's Anthony.
All right. So the first place you can reach us is the email, balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send us a message, a missive. Comment, song suggestion.
A communique.
Yes, a communique. That's a good one. A cable. Anything. We will take anything that you send us under consideration. So if you got someone that you want to hear on the radio, please let us know. You can also go over to our website and hear some real music 24 hours a day. Go to it, balconyradio.com. On the first page there, you will be greeted by our radio station coming right at you, blasting music 24 hours a day. So what we recommend doing, if you want to hear some good tunes, is go onto your internet box, go to Balcony Radio, leave that window open, open a second window, do all your internet stuff.
Now that is working.
Mm-hmm. And then yes, do it at work, do it at home, especially at work. Just put on your headphones and listen to some good music.
Yes, usually computers do have a headphone jack.
Yes, they do. And our station is commercial free. We play things that we handpicked for you. We have a library of 50,000 songs.
Using very little bandwidth.
Yes, you are in good hands with us. So there we go. That's the radio station, the reason we're doing all of this. And other things on the website, there are pictures of Scott and I. There's a little station history. There is a page where you can go ahead and pick up any of the songs that you hear on our station or on the show. So if we play something that you like, go to the podcast playlist page and go and click on it. And you'll go straight to Amazon and you can buy it and own some music. And you can also head on over to the donate button page and throw some money in the hat and help us defray some costs for
some. Oh my God, you've used the word defray.
Defray.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's a fancy word.
Oh, it's a good word.
It's a fancy boy word.
It's a fancy word.
So, yes, we need some help with paying for things. We're not a nonprofit, but anything you give us goes right back into the station. We need another mic, and we're on the last legs with our 30-year-old board here.
That's not
big,
that old.
Big Bertha. Big Bertha needs to go on the wall.
Big Bertha, yes. Needs to be mothballed.
Yeah, so any little bit helps. And if your way of choosing to support the station is free, which we're also cool with, you could just go to iTunes and subscribe to the show. Type in Balcony Radio, hit the subscribe button. You'll get 2 shows a week from your friends at the Balcony, 4 hours of music to listen to, help get you through your work week. On Sunday, Scott here will be uploading one of our regular programming shows. We got about 24 regular thematic shows across the music spectrum. We got a R&B show, a rock show, country show, Beatles show, Stone show, etc., all that kind of stuff. So we got a long list of shows, and they play on a revolving basis. And then on Wednesdays, Scott will be uploading an episode of the 101 series, which focuses on a specific artist or locale, such as tonight.
Yes.
Or sometimes it's a language or a topic, whatever, but something a little bit more precisely focused upon on Wednesdays. So it's 2 shows a week to get you through the week.
So it's your weekly rock and roll seminar.
Yes, exactly.
In the 101 series.
And and Facebook is the other thing you can do. Go to Facebook, which I'm sure you've got a page, and be our friends.
Yay.
Yeah, we're not bad. We really are.
We do okay.
We play some good tunes
when we feel like it. Yeah. Just like all
you
the
feel
time.
Like it now.
I feel like it.
All right, this is a good one. I like this one. This is Blitz and Trapper and Fur.
Yeah, when I was only 17, I could hear the angels whispering. So I drove into the woods and wandered aimlessly about until I heard my mother shouting through the fog. It turned out to be the howling of a dog, or a wolf to be exact. The sound sent shivers down my back, but I was drawn into the pack, and before long they allowed me to join in and sing their song. So from the cliffs and higher still, yeah, we would gladly get our fill, howling endlessly and shrilly at the dawn. And I lost the taste for judging right from wrong, for my flesh had turned to fur, yeah, and my thoughts, they surely were turned to instinct and obedience to God. You can wear your fur like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you've learned. On the day that I turned 23, I was curled up underneath the dogwood tree, when suddenly a girl, her skin the color of a pearl, she wandered aimlessly, but she didn't seem to see. She was listening for the angels just like me. So I stood and looked about, I brushed the leaves off of my snout, and then I heard my mother shouting through the trees. You should have seen that girl go shaky at the knees. So I took her by the arm, we settled down upon a farm, and raised our children up as gently as you please. And
skin, and I've been quickly ushered in to a world that I confess I do not know. But I still dream of running careless through the snow, through the howling winds that blow across the ancient distant flow that fill our bodies up like water till we know. Like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe, I'm like fuel on a fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you've learned.
Radio.
I like the Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cool in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Our Echo and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Just the Fly Burrito, brother.
Burritos. Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
We'll be right back.
take three. Why was that the last one to know? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I saw a friend as I walked down the street. He said, let's sit down, get a load off our feet. We found a table inside a cafe. I smiled as we ordered and wondered what he had to say. He said, I'm sorry, I just found out. I asked him what he was talking about. He said, it's no secret,
the secret.
We've all heard the news.
You're taking it great, you don't even look like you're blue. Why, oh, why was I the last one to know? Thought our love would do nothing but grow. It's all over town, I was the last one to know. The last one.
I left my friend and walked out on the street. My head had been high, now I looked at my feet. My friends all look sad as I passed them on by.
My friends were all sad, I was the last to know why. Why, oh, why was I the last one to know? Thought our love would do nothing but grow. It's all over town, I was the last one to know.
I can say that I've lived here in honor and danger, but I'm just an animal and cannot explain a lie. Down this chain of days I wish to stay among my people. Relation now means nothing, having chosen so defined. And if death should smell my breathing as it passed beneath my window, let it lead me trembling, trembling. I own every bell that tolls me. Thank you.
What a great way to end this
set. Oh, that was just beautiful. The Ventures, ladies and gentlemen.
I saw that they were from Oregon. Had to play that immediately. Jumped on that one.
All right. Covering Dick Dale's Pipeline.
Very, very well, mind you. Fucking A.
That's cool. Very cool.
Yep. So why don't you read it this time?
Oh, well, I think I can do that. We started out with, Blitzen Trapper? Yes, Blitzen Trapper. Sorry, man. It was Blitzen Trapper? Yeah, that's it. Blitzen Trapper from Fur, the name of that record, and the title track, Fur. There you go. Burps and everything. And we also had The Band of Horses. You won't even know what that is. I'm sorry. The Band of Horses also in there from their record Cease to Begin. And The General Specific.
Great album. It really
cool. Very cool. And Slater Kinney from their record Dig Me Out and Dance Song 97. And the Fleetwoods. Oh, boy, we're dipping into the archives
yes,
tonight.
Yes, we are. Did you like that one?
I really did. The Fleetwoods doing The Last One to Know. And that is Come Softly to Me, the very best of the Fleetwoods. And Nico Case, a favorite.
Sigh, I know.
Oh, number one favorite here on this station.
Any excuse to play her. So she was born in Tacoma, or Spokane, I think.
Spokane, okay.
So she counts.
Yes, she does. She'll go in there. From her record, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, we heard at last.
Her tremendous record, Scott.
Yes, Fox Confessor.
Confessor.
And you picked a short song off that record, too, man.
Yeah, well, because we're kind of squeezing her in on a technicality in the show. let's make it brief.
Okay, all right, well. We'll get her any way we can. So, and then the Ventures. I'm sorry, the Ventures also finished things out there from the best of record called Gold and Pipeline. Da, 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 da.
Yes.
Hey, very cool. Not bad, man. Very cool. We are exploring the Pacific Northwest region of music and various locales therein. Here on the balcony. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. And enjoying yourself so far?
I am totally enjoying
it. Even
myself.
With the Nirvana?
Oh, I can live with that. I can live with that.
All right. So we got one more set. And we're going to start off with something really cool. So a couple years ago, the Newport Folk Festival was broadcast live on NPR. And it was really great. And the Fleet Foxes here were performing on it. And I had to go and find a way to steal it off the internet. So here you are. This is them doing White Winter Hymnal.
You can have it.
Come on, man,
it's hot as hell right now.
I was following the eye, 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 was following the pack, all swallowed in their coats, with scarves of red tied round their throats, to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn around and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries. Scars of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn around and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries. With scarves of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow.
and I turn around and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in summertime.
Wow! Heading Jabari, heading Jabari, heading Jabari. You got gifts for me.
Sometimes I'm not so got to have more than one woman if you want to get along. You got to have more than one woman if you want to get along. Will do you wrong.
His feet, and he clapped with his hands. He summoned all of his joy when he laughed. It suffered all of his joy when he cried. And sometimes when he got into talking, man, he could rattle on and on. He was a good man, and now he's gone. In war he was a tiger, when it was over like a dove, he summoned all of his strength in the climb. It suffered all of his strength in the fall. Sometimes when he got into fighting, man, he could fight with you all day long. He was a good man, and now he's gone. Put his trust in a higher power. He held his power like a holy grail. He summoned all of his faith in a lifting. It suffered all of his faith and he failed. His heart was stronger than a heavy metal bullet. And that's why
a great and appropriate epitaph.
Yes,
I think.
I love that song.
He was a great man, and now he's gone.
Goodbye. His heart was stronger than any heavy metal bullet. That's a great line.
That's a great line. M-Ward.
M-Ward is wonderful. I really love that guy. He's put out a bunch of great records.
Yeah.
Buy them all.
Yeah.
Seriously, buy them all. They're all great.
He has some sort of editing abilities to his songwriting. He does.
He's not like Ryan Adams, because M. Ward releases a lot, but his batting average is great. Like, he has not put out a bad record yet, and he puts out a lot of albums. He releases like almost like once every other year, practically. And he's everything so far. Awesome.
It just works great.
He works.
Yeah.
Yes. Someone knows how to edit himself.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. All right.
All right.
Cool.
Should I read it?
Yeah, go right ahead. Right.
So we started with the Fleet Foxes doing a White Winter Hymnal, and that's live at the Newport Folk Festival 2009. Really great song.
Yeah.
And then Soundgarden doing a rock song called Head Injury, and that's from Program Annihilator 2, which kicks ass.
Oh yeah, SST collection. Man. Oh man, that was just amazing.
Both volumes of that. It should come with Doc Martens to kick your own face in. It really should.
That's right, kick your own ass.
It's just there's such kick ass albums, and both of them have so many songs in them because everything is so short like that. Like yeah, all the songs are under 3 minutes long, and both collections have like 20 tracks on them or something, and it's just great. And then we played Heart, which we laughed at.
We shouldn't be laughing. They're all right.
We had to pick a deep cut, and this is the best we could do. So it was called Love Me Like Music, I'll Be Your Song, and that's from Dreamboat Annie. And then a nice, strummy Tim Hardin song called You Got to Have More Than One Woman, and that's from his album called This Is Tim Hardin. And then we finished up there with M. War Dune Requiem from his really, really great album, Post War.
All right.
And that's the show,
Scott. That's the show, Anthony. Thank you. Very cool. Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to contact us, send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com.
Yep.
Go to the website, balconyradio.com.
Listen to music there.
Keep subscribing to the podcast. Thank you again for subscribing to this podcast.
Yes, and be our friends on Facebook. And we got one more song.
Gee, I wonder what it could be.
Who
have we left out today?
Who's from the Pacific Northwest who's super famous?
Who
fucking rocks?
That rocks just in a face-melting fashion.
You want to just tell us who it is?
It's Mr. Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
This is called Highway Child.
Seattle native Jimi Hendrix.
Thanks for listening.
Here you go.
Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The guard.
Can be hot.
From the birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board.